Sports opinion with chicken and beer is flowing here, wrapped up in the podcast network rotation. Sports opinion with chicken and beer is flowing here, wrapped up in the podcast network rotation. Sports opinion.
I know that y'all feel me now. I see we draw that versatile. Know y'all ain't see my clique in the wild. We in the hood coming over, kill a style. Everybody talk, I'll be home now. You can hear, but you better go now. It used to be black, but it's chrome now. If it caught back, then it's gon' fly. Put it on ball, so I won't lie. We used to be young, but I'm grown now. Hit a fruit lick, so we know now. Get the little sauce, so it's on now. Do what you gotta when you broke, man. If you get a verse, get the whole thing. See, we drone, man. Rolling in the lack on them cold things. Whoa, man. We leaving them blow, we leaving them throw. We rolling for show. We got that wood smelling like cinnamon. Jigging low pimps, got them on broke. I'm hitting them low. I'm dropping straight gang just to pull them in. Could have been the truest pimp that you ever seen before. I know you love it when I ride D's and Vols. I know them jacket love it when I cook keys and O's. I'm a freak, so you know I stay pleased with woes. I love wood, so you know I keep off the most. We had the gump lock when we drop rolling Vols. And my spot won't stop till my head explode. Gotta keep it cold till my pocket swole. So if you don't know, you better ask them though.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Beer and Chicken Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Mr. Span. This is episode number 15 of the report, and right now we rocking out to some Dirty Man, Hit the Flow. Old school shit goes way back, man, and we rocking out to this tonight. Rock out with your boys.
That's trying to steal our flow. After this time, I bet you won't no more. We left for a while, but now we back on your block. Locking it down because we opened up shop. You open your mouth and boy, you bound to get popped. We lick them up shots, so we keeping them caught. And every thug that I run with G, smoked out, keeping free tricks on the knee. Got a sack of green woods, some call it tree. Plus a thing of Thunderbird, man, my swerve for plea. Now what y'all know about Mr. G? Much love for them thugs who run the street. Crack sales, that man, while them junkies geek. Pump slug, draw blood, make them fake asleep. I know a lot of y'all out there envy me. That's a hype, we knock them off easily. Seem to me that you will be more concerned with making your own. Hustling, eating them stone, but let it alone. Cause it ain't nothing you can do. Let the boy coming back, but we breaking the truth. And the rest of y'all know that we done show the show. It's triple low, we knock them down, make them hit the flow.
Hit the flow,
you gotta hit the flow.
Yes, indeed, man. Yes, indeed, man. We are back. This is episode number 15 of the Beer and Chicken Podcast. And like I said before, I am one of your hosts, Mr. Span. And right now we got the homeboy, Cliff, a.k.a. DJ Neff. Say what's up to the people, fam.
What up, what up, what up, y'all?
Yes, indeed. Deal. Yes, indeed. Now we got the homeboy, Walt. Walt is going to call in, right? Because Walt at work right now. Walt is about to be super podcaster for real. He going to be podcasting while he at the job. You know what I'm saying? That's the dedication we need here at the Beer and Chicken Podcast. That's the dedication we need all throughout the Span Report Podcast Network. Niggas going to do this shit while they working. So I ain't doing it. I can't do it. Y'all imagine me like trying to do a fuel line while also doing the podcast, man? That shit is not going to happen. But
Yeah, I feel that all the way. That's not happening at all for me.
Yeah, man. Well, what's going on with you, bro?
Man, not man. I actually just came from my parents' 40th anniversary. Shout out to Mom and Pops, 40 years.
Shout out to Mom and Pops. Congratulations on that.
Yeah, no doubt. So we went to a hibachi grill.
Oh, shit.
And, you know, got the little, put the did the little volcano, you know.
That's like a hibachi grill. That's like Benihana's and shit, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so went out there, man. They good. They real good. And it was my parents' anniversary, and then my sister's, her guy, it was his birthday. So they got a bottle of sake, man. You know how, like, you know, they pop stuff in your mouth, you know, shrimp and vegetables and all that. Man, they were squirting the sake from like 6 feet away in your mouth, man.
Nah, man, I'm cool. Yeah. I don't need nobody squirting nothing in my mouth, man. I'm cool. I wasn't even
coming at you like that. No, though.
I'm not coming at you either. I'm just saying, for me, I'd be like, nah, man. I wouldn't. Hey, man, just put mine in the cup, man. Just put mine in the cup.
Yeah. Walt, where you at? Because we got to talk about some things tonight. Okay?
Hey, was the sake good though? Was the sake good though? Is what I'm saying.
I got your sake.
No, I'm dead ass serious. I'm asking. Was the sake good? Because I've never had sake. I've never had it.
Sake is you know, it's rice liquor, and it has a distinctive flavor. So some people like it, some people don't. You know, so it was decent. You drink it warm, like tea.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, learn something new every day, nigga. Like, the closest I done came to sake. I've never come close to sake. I'm sorry.
You like sushi?
I love sushi. I've never had sake with my sushi though. I had the wasabi with my sushi. Never had the sake with my. I mean the sake with my sushi.
Well, you got to make sure you get some good sake because it's like getting cheap, you know, cheap beer. You want to make sure you get good shit.
I hear you. Shit, I had some Chinese food last night, man. As a matter of fact, So check this out. I called, you know, my favorite Chinese food spot, man. This place called Red Ruby in Dearborn Heights, right?
And is that the place?
Shut up.
What's it called?
Shut up.
They sell Chinese food in that bitch too.
Shut up.
Coney Island.
We're not doing this tonight, Cliff. We're not doing it.
For everybody that don't know what I'm talking about, if you ever go to Detroit, everybody brags about Coney Island and how delicious this food is. And it's like going in there and the menu looks like a Webster's dictionary. It's nothing you can't get. And everybody in Detroit favors this restaurant for being the bomb and it tastes like shit. So don't go. All right. So my bad. Go ahead.
The views expressed on the Beer and Chicken podcast are those of the dumb motherfucker who said them. Now, I went to Red Ruby to get me some Chinese food, right? So I called my order in. Now, I like shrimp chop suey, man. I fucks with the chop suey pretty heavy, right? I get that shit with some, like, beef fried rice or whatever. So I called in last night. I'm like, yo, I want the shrimp chop suey. Now, I'm a pretty regular dude there, but old girl answered the phone. I'm thinking she had to be new, man, because she like, do you know what's in shrimp chop suey? And I that's terrible, right? Like, that's a terrible, like, accent and everything else. And I'm not trying to be that. But this is what she said to me. Do you know what's in that shrimp chop suey? I'm like, yeah. You know, it's bean sprouts and celery. Yeah. That's what I want. That's what I want. Can I get the shrimp chop suey? I want it large, too. I want a large order of shrimp chop suey. And here come the boy Walt right now. Let me answer this real quick. Oh, shit. It's on my phone and shit, too. I forget that all that stuff rings. Hey, Walt, can you hear us?
Yep.
All right. So I'm talking about this shrimp chop suey right now.
Shrimp chop suey? Nigga, I'm allergic to shrimp. Y'all can have this conversation.
Yeah, man. So I got the shrimp chop suey, man, with the beef fried rice, man. And I swear, when I went in there to go pick it up, she like, you the shrimp chop suey, man, huh? It's like, what? She had to be new, man, because I order from there all the time, but it was just weird, like, for her to, like, one, to chastise me on knowing what was in the shrimp chop suey. I'm guessing they may have had a few people call up there, order some shit, and they ain't know what was in it. So she had to make sure that somebody knew what the hell it was they was ordering. But then, but it was just like, come on, man. I order this all the time.
I know what it was.
No, you better not say this dumb Coney
Island
shit again, man.
Hey, Walt. So
what's up, Cliff?
What's up, my dude? So tell me why your boy had on a different hat. He saw I had on Cubs gear. This nigga was like, hey, I'll be right back. He went and changed hats. So he can have a Sox hat on. That is... So what it was, when you went and picked up your shrimp chop suey, she was like, I don't know who you are. You should have changed hats like you did tonight, nigga. Then she'd have noticed. Hey, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, you know what? You know what though? My hat look good, motherfucker.
My shit changed them hats.
My shit crispy, nigga. You got that ragged ass shit on. My shit is crispy.
That's right. Represent. This,
y'all lucky I can't see your asses right now.
Yo, shit. This how it came too, nice and rugged.
I know.
Okay?
You look like you've been working up under a truck all day long. You borrowed some trucker's cap or something. Like he rubbed that shit on the ground and you just put that shit on your head. But it's Cubs, though. So you put that shit on.
Welcome to the Beer and Chicken Podcast. Know, niggas, right? Get their roast on.
So what's up? What's up, Walt, man? What you been up to, brother?
Oh, man, working like a slave, man. Actually, though, I've been cool because I ain't had no kids for 4 days, but I got to pick your little badasses up tonight. So, but...
4 days.
I've been all right, man. Yeah, 4 days, bro. 4 days.
Well, that sounds
good. It's just been me and Hennessy for 4 days. That's all.
You and Hennessy for 4 days, bro. Hey, listen. If you got a problem, you know we can help you. With
oh my god.
We can definitely help you, Walt. I mean, we don't need you turning to the bottle, my nigga. Like
not your boy. Not your boy. It'll probably be a while before I have some more, man.
This nigga said 4 days of straight Hennessy, nigga. Like, come on, B. We can't have you over there killing your liver like that, G. Like, come on, man.
That's a once every gray moon thing, man.
This nigga said gray moon, though. Okay. That's what's up. That's what's
new
up.
New colors.
There you go, man. So, yo, man, this episode here... We really didn't put a whole hell of a lot together for this episode, man. I don't know what the hell this nigga Cliff want to talk about tonight. I know what Walt want to talk about tonight, and I got a little brief idea of what I kind of want to get into tonight. So,
well, how about this? You start since you got a little brief. Let's hear what you got to talk about.
Fuck it, man.
Well. Hold on. Before you do that, all right, let's keep in mind, fellas. I am on the clock, so I don't know how much time I'm actually gonna be able to dedicate to the show.
Okay, so we're gonna let him.
You know what I'm saying?
We're gonna let Walt go first. But before we do that, though, we're gonna talk about some of the poll results that we got from the last episode that we did, right? So, the last episode we did was the debate about whether or not Michael Jordan or LeBron James was the GOAT, right? So the poll results are in, and Michael Jordan is the GOAT according to those who listen to the Beer and Chicken Podcast, man. By 35 point, let's see, Jordan won the poll by 35.7%. LeBron James came in at number two at 28.5%. Magic Johnson came in at number three at 14.2%. As a matter of fact, he and Bill Russell tied at 14.2%. And then some random motherfucker decided they was gonna vote for Robert Horry. Robert Horry came in with 7.1% of the vote, man, on the who's the GOAT. Who's the GOAT of the NBA, man. So those are the poll results from the last episode of the Beer and Chicken Podcast, man. Who's the GOAT? And Michael Jordan, of the listeners who listen to the Beer and Chicken Podcast, man, Michael Jordan is the GOAT right now. So those were the results of that poll, man. But go ahead, Walt. What do you want to talk about tonight, brother?
I want to talk about this LeBron James free agency, my friend.
Okay.
I'm sick of hearing about it already. It ain't even started yet. Don't nobody care where he going.
People care where he going.
Don't nobody care where LeBron going. Cause you know why don't nobody care where LeBron going?
Didn't nobody care. Cause number one, he tired of it.
He ain't leave. Number one, he ain't leaving the East. Right. Number two, it don't matter where he go, he's still gonna lose. Period.
We don't know that. We don't know that, man. See, here's the thing, right? You got some. Walt calling in.
There's only certain teams in the Eastern Conference that he can join that will put him in a spot where he can compete with the West. And I'm not even just going to say Golden State because the Houston's some monsters. You never know what San Antonio going to look like next year. So I'm not even just putting it on Golden State. But at the same time, okay, we talking what one of the best teams in the East. We know he's standing in the East. One of the best teams in the East is Boston. He's not going there. Kyrie just walked away from his ass. He don't want him back. You know what I'm saying? Like, he not going there. What are he going to do? He going to go to Philly? Ben Simmons can't shoot. LeBron James can't play on a team where his guards can't shoot. Where he going? He gonna go play with DeMar DeRozan and them up in Toronto? I doubt it.
Well, here's the thing, man. I don't think it's guaranteed that he gonna stay in the East. I don't.
Facts.
I don't think it's guaranteed that that's what he's going to do. I think it's a very real possibility that he could end up in L.A. I think it's a very real possibility that he could end up in Houston. I also think it's a very real possibility that he could go there to Philly. Like, if he does stay in the East, Philly would probably be the best team for him to go to if he stayed East. But I'm not throwing out the possibility that the dude won't go West. Like, I don't think LeBron...
Only one I agree with you on is L.A.
I don't think LeBron James, like, I think LeBron, like I said before, I think LeBron James is the second greatest player I've ever seen in my life. I don't think that LeBron James is shirking from trying to, like, battle in the West with the great teams out West. I don't think that's what he's doing. I think that, you know, he went to Miami because it was a good situation because he was going to be with his friends in Miami. He went back to Cleveland because for him it was, you know, family obligations, and he felt like, you know, maybe he owed Cleveland something. You know what I mean? But I don't think it was ever about him, not wanting to go out West. I think, you know, there's a very real possibility that that can happen. Personally, I think he may end up in Philly only because Philly is like the next up and coming team coming out of the East. But I'm not throwing it out where I don't think he could ever end up in L.A. or Houston or any of those Western Conference teams. I wouldn't say that at all.
So let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Now, if he goes to Philly or one of these teams, right? Okay, so the narrative throughout the whole playoffs, or basically for the last couple of years, is, you know, Durant pulling the sucker move and going to Golden State.
I don't think what Durant did was a sucker move, but go ahead.
I don't think what he did was a sucker. I don't think what he did was a sucker move anyway. I just think he raised the stakes. It's one of them things where, okay, I see your Miami trip, nigga, and I raise you a Golden State. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like that's basically what he did. So if LeBron goes to Philly, right? Mm-hmm. Do you think the LeBron fans gonna look at Kevin Durant a little different afterwards? Because right now, you know, all they talking about, oh, he had to join the super team to beat him, the crybaby shit.
Well, right? You want to say something?
You think he's going to turn around?
You want to say something, Cliff, or you want me to get on that?
Yeah. Yes. So I want to go back to one thing really quick, though. When it comes to LeBron staying in the East or the West, you said wherever he go, he going to lose. I disagree with that.
I don't think that's just plausible either.
Yeah. Well, here's my reason behind that. They put up the teams after, of course, the end of this season who have the highest salary cap, right? One was LA. Uh-huh. They are the team that can pay LeBron the most money out of any other team. You know who's next in line? Cleveland.
Who's that?
Cleveland is the next team. So when it comes to whether he'll stay in the East or West, doesn't make a difference. What's going to happen now is that LeBron is going to get another super team to some degree. Okay, if you look at the players that's on his staff right now, ain't nobody no super duper. Kevin Love ain't no super duper. J.R. Smith, we ain't got no super dupers right now. And he still made it as far as he did. So if he surrounds himself with some, let's just say, one step up super dupers, than Kevin Love and J.R. Smith, he's going to go back to the championship. So he's...
But see, that's my problem, though, Cliff. Go ahead. Finish your point.
Well, I mean, so no matter if he's in the East or West, he's going to be a winner. And that's
my problem. But see, my problem is this, though. Like you just said, he made it all... Nobody on his team was no super dupers. We get it. And they made it to the finals. But I feel like he quit on this team, and nobody's holding him accountable for that. Once he realized that they wasn't going to beat Golden State, he quit on them, and now he's looking for a way out to go to another team. It's almost like the early LeBron all over again, and it just leaves a bad taste in my mouth. And it's like everybody's been jumping on Durant for going to Golden State, but here LeBron's about to turn around and do the same thing again for the second time. And nobody's going to kill him for it.
I don't think – I agree with Twan. I never jumped on Durant for making the move he did. Because guess what? That nowadays in the NBA, it's not like it was in the 90s. Or, you know, here's an analogy for you. Back in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s, when you got a job, you worked there for 40, 50 years of your life. That's not how it is today for any job. You might be there 2-3 years, maybe even 5 years, maybe 6 years, and you going somewhere else. It's the same concept in the NBA today. They jump it around. Look at all the contracts that LeBron has gotten. Everything he's gotten has been a 2-year contract. So when that contract
that's by choice.
That's to me, that's a great business decision because that keeps your options open.
It is.
Financially.
It is.
You see what I'm saying? So when I think about what LeBron and KD, what they doing, hey man, it's just a sign of the time, Joe.
I'm not knocking any of these dudes for trying to put themselves in the best position to win. Like I think there's even we came up watching basketball in the 90s or whatever else. Those were like some of our coming of age years in the 90s when we were all teenagers and shit. And when we were coming up, a dude left a team when he became a free agent or his ass just got traded. And now
he got traded, right.
You know what I'm saying? And dudes, we came up in an era where folks felt you owe this team, some level of loyalty. But really, these teams weren't showing these dudes any loyalty because when the guys became expendable, guess what they did? They shipped their asses someplace else when they couldn't produce for them anymore. So now these players are okay, I'm going to look out for myself and I'm going to put myself in the best position to win if I feel like these teams aren't putting people around me that can help me win. So I've never jumped on LeBron or KD or any of these guys for making decisions to put themselves in a better position to win. I'm not going to lie, I was salty with the decision only because he didn't come to Chicago. I got over it, though. You know what I'm saying? I got over it. But
my thing is this, though. I'm with you guys. I've never killed anybody for leaving. I did kill LeBron for how he left the first time. Again, like you just said, we grew up in a different era and a different time. But, as time went on, I don't hold that against him. So my thing is, now why is everybody trying to hold it against KD as if Miami didn't happen?
I don't know if everybody's holding that against KD. I think there's a certain segment of the population who just feel like, the Oklahoma City Thunder, where they went to 7 games with that exact same Golden State team, and they felt a certain sort of way that he just went from his team to that team, considering how close they were to beating that squad. I think that's, there's a certain segment of, fans who feel like that was a sucker move, so to speak. I've just never been one of those dudes.
Ray Allen lost to Miami and then turned around and joined them.
Right, and people kill Ray Allen, mostly Boston fans kill Ray Allen for that. Most people don't give a fuck about that shit at all. You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask y'all something. If y'all was LeBron or KD or whoever superstar, if you look in the past, all the superstars who had the, let's just say at the time, equal amount of talent, the Charles Barkleys and the Karl Malones and the Patrick Ewings, they stayed with the same team. And what happened to them?
They were losing.
They didn't win none.
Exactly. Man. So why would you follow that trend? If I have an opportunity,
they didn't win none. That ain't had nothing to do with it. They didn't win none because Mike was playing. Period. That's basically what that boils down to. Nobody wouldn't get shit long as Mike was hooping.
When it comes to free agency, man, I always relate the NBA or NFL play. I always relate the players to everyday dudes, man. People disconnect NBA players with everyday workers, and so I always look at it man, if you work in a certain job and you make a certain amount of money per hour or whatever, and then this other company comes along we'll give you $1.50 an hour raise, and we'll give you X amount more on your health benefits, and you'll get maybe 5 more days vacation time, and you looking at your spot so what y'all gonna do? Y'all gonna keep a nigga around?
Right.
Jump over here. And so that's how I look at when it comes to NBA players, man. They're looking at it so we ain't got no point guard that can distribute or shoot the ball, but they do, and they offering me this 5-year deal for $50 million.
Your analogy, I get it, but we're talking about two different things, these dudes ain't looking for no better opportunity, no more money and vacation time. They looking for a ring, bro.
A ring is the benefit. hold on.
They looking for
Walt,
a ring,
hold
dog.
On, Walt. A ring is the benefit. That's the benefit. That's what I'm talking about. Like when we talking about me and you, we would be thinking about better healthcare coverage. They thinking about, do I got a shot at a ring? That's their benefit. They going to get the money regardless. But the benefit is, do I have a shot at a championship? That's how I relate.
So that's what we doing now. We lose the champion, and I'm gonna put this on KD and LeBron, but I'm gonna put it more so on LeBron because KD ain't been to the finals as many times as LeBron. So that's what we doing, dog. We lose and we take our ball and go somewhere else, go to another park.
Hey man,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
Walt, if you had
think about it.
Walt, if you had a shot to be in a better motherfucking position than you are in right now, you can't tell me that you wouldn't take it. So I'm not gonna sit up here and look at these ball players and be like, well, nah, he shouldn't take this opportunity because of how other motherfuckers gonna feel about it when it's gonna put himself and his family in a better position.
We talking about ball players.
They ain't looking for no better position.
You know what I'm saying? We talking about ball players. This is supposed to be competition.
They are in
taking the competition out of the game.
How are they taking the competition out of the game?
No, we're not.
They still got to go out there and perform. You
real
still
quick.
Gotta go
dog,
out there.
Did we not call the finals for the past four years?
What they got to do with the price and tea of China, dog? We called the finals, but that don't mean it's gonna happen the way that we said it was. It don't always mean that.
Hey, Walt, you know what you said earlier? You said that you didn't like the way LeBron you wasn't mad at his decision, you was mad at the way he went about it, right?
Right.
Well, let's just think about this. LeBron is the king of basketball. If he shits wrong, it's going to be a big deal. So the fact that he was contemplating on leaving Cleveland, they made that a big stage. You know what I'm saying? Oh, that's what I thought. I didn't think that he was like, hey, man, you know, I want to go on TV and be like, I'm going to take my talents to South Beach. I mean, they made that stage, man. That's just media. That's just me, though, thinking. But for KD, I mean, honestly, I don't. When KD said he was going to Golden State, I could have cared less if he would have did that shit on TV.
I was happy he did it just to see that LeBron wasn't the only person, you know what I'm saying, that can get away with it. If LeBron would have been the only person to do that and get away with it, man, I'd have looked at him kind of funny. So I was kind of happy when KD did it just because, like I said, you know, LeBron got his first ring against KD in 2012 when they was in OKC. You know, he went to Miami, he went to a stack team, and he got his first ring on the Baby Thunder. So KD, as soon as he got a chance at free agency, he turned around like, all right, Brian, I got you. And he did the same thing. But now everybody want to kill KD. I just don't like the way everybody kill KD. But now that LeBron's a free agent and he's going to jump ship and go to another team, everybody gonna act like it's all good, but y'all basically been saying KD championships ain't validated.
But Walt,
Miami didn't happen.
Walt, nobody here right now is saying that.
I know nobody here on the podcast said. I'm just saying like that's just basically what I've been hearing all week. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody killing KD because he went to go to state. Like as if Miami didn't happen. I'm like, wait a minute, are we forgetting?
Yeah, like, but I'm just saying, like, for the sake of this discussion, like, we telling you, like, neither one of us here are even arguing that point. We telling you like, no, we don't necessarily agree with that point either. We don't agree with that either. But the way in which the players move now, I don't have any qualms about it whatsoever. I'm like, yo, man, get your money, put yourself in the best position to win. And that's all it is to it. Because these teams, when they don't want to, when everybody keep talking this loyalty shit, when these teams are done with you, they toss your ass to the side and they pull up the next motherfucking dude. That's just
I like the way they're moving now because it keeps the off season interesting. It gives like story, you know, the good storylines and stuff for the off season, keep us intrigued with the league until the season start back. So I ain't mad at it at all.
You sound mad though. You sound real angry.
You sound mad. Oh, you sound mad.
I ain't mad at that. I just hate how everybody, like I said, I just hate how everybody just like LeBron get a pass, but KD got shitted and getting shit on because he won the title with Golden State. I'm like, damn, that's all cold.
He sound like me arguing last week about LeBron James being the GOAT. Like, that's how Walt sound right now about this kind of shit. All right, so yeah, well,
you know what, and this is a great segue right now because my topic today was specifically on Kevin Durant.
Oh shit, look at that! We finally figured out what the fuck Cliff want to talk about. All right, let's go, baby.
So on ESPN.com, Kevin Durant says, "I can see walking away at the age of 35."
How old is Kevin Durant right now?
He turns 30.
29, 30.
He turns 30 this in a few months, in September. So here's a, this is off ESPN. It says the back-to-back NBA Finals MVP told ESPN on Friday that he can see himself walking away from the game at age 35, five seasons from now. This game, your craft, you have to continue studying it, said Durant. No matter how much you enjoy it, nobody wants to be in school that long. I know I don't. At some point, you have to be ready to graduate. 35, that's just a number in my mind. Well, his business partner, this dude named Rich Kleiman, he said that Durant previously shared with him that he might walk away at the age of 35. They talk about his stats, and he said, even with all his stats and where he is compared to LeBron, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and a few other NBA greats, he's not chasing any specific mark. Because it's not about the record, Durant said, I can leave the game knowing I did everything I wanted to do my way on my terms. That's how I want to leave the game. And if it happens to have all these accolades and these accomplishments, then that's cool. If not, I'm still cool. So I don't think that going to define me as a player, it's cool. It's a cool accomplishment to be up there with the greats and be considered someone who can potentially chase that or beat that. I'm not playing for that. One thing he says in here, too, he said, especially if I can continue to approach the game the right way every day like I've been doing, hell yeah, I can move on. He said, no matter how many points I score, no matter how many people I pass up, no matter how many points I leave on the table, my legacy, as we all like to talk about, I can go up and ask any person who's ever seen me play that they'll have a different way of viewing the game. So it's not hard for me to go out here and play for that type of stuff because it changes through so many people. So many groups of people probably view the game differently. So it's hard for me to focus on that. You know what? If I was a two-time NBA champion and an MVP, I'm not knocking him at all. First of all, as we're talking about right now, he got his bread. Okay, mm-hmm. He got his bread. Outside of the fact that he probably needs to go bald because his fucking hair grade is horrible. That ain't got shit to do with nothing. I just threw that out there for no reason. But no, honestly, you know, I like how his head is screwed on. You know, he's not trying to beat Mike. He's not trying to be like Mike, i.e. Kobe. He's not trying to, you know, break out some numbers and, you know, exceed anybody. And basically he's like, look, you know what, if by chance I'm in the same conversation as some of these other people, and my numbers start to, you know, exceed theirs or equal to this person and that, you know, he's not going to lose any sleep. And as of right now, you know, he's definitely going to the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. And if we talk about comparing Durant to some of the great, small and, you know, I don't want to say, I don't think he's going to be compared to like a power forward.
Because that's not his position.
Huh?
That's not his position. He usually plays either the two or the three.
I know, but when I say that because of his height, and sometimes he sticks LeBron. So, but I think when we talk about the small forward position, he is definitely, if he left the game today, he would definitely be in the conversation of, I would say, at least the top three small forwards of all time. Mm-hmm. So, his perception of where he sees himself long-term and short-term, I think the fact that he accepts, you know, where he is, what he's accomplished, and the fact that he told, you know, his partner some years ago that he'd be like, I can see myself leaving at 35. You know, he been in the league since he was 22. So he's been in the league 8 years. So, I mean, if you ask me, I think he's had an excellent career. From 5 years from now, he might get another chip out that bitch, like real talk, if they keep on doing what they do.
Yeah, it's very well possible that he can get another chip. You know, I listen to that and I hear a dude who is completely at peace with who he is as a ball player. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, he knows that, you know, he could win another championship. He may not, you know, whether he wins another MVP or not is irrelevant. Like, this is somebody who's comfortable in the accomplishments that he's been able to attain so far in the game. And on top of that, yo, his bread is all right. You know what I'm saying? Like, these dudes ain't wanting for nothing. So at a right. certain point, like, yo, he's looking at it like, okay, I can see myself, you know, being done at 35. If he came into the league at, you say 22, I think he may have been younger than that because he only went to Texas for one season.
Texas.
Yeah, he only went to Texas for one season, so he might have been like 20, 21 when he came in the league. That's so he's looking at it like, okay, maybe 15 years in the game. Like, if I can do 15 years in the game and I can win these scoring championships and I can win, you know, all-star games and, you know, he's getting all these accolades along the way. It just sounds to me like this is a guy who is completely at peace with who he is and the decisions that he's made to get him thus far. And so it even goes back into how people view the decision that he made to go to Golden State, you know, whether or not that was a good decision. If you look at how Kevin Durant has been responding to criticism of that, like people were talking about, he ruined the NBA by going to Golden State. He like, man, if I ruin the NBA by going to Golden State, then damn it, they need to be paying me more money. If I can be, you know, if me going there determines the competitiveness of everyone else in the NBA, then that sounds to me like the NBA got a problem, not me, because I just did what was best for me. And it's not my responsibility to look out for what's best for the NBA. His responsibility is to him and his team. So, yo, man, I ain't mad at KD at all, man. KD is quickly becoming one of my favorite people in the world right now, because KD don't give a fuck about what these
guys I'm glad you said that. I'm going to chime in on this one, and I got to get ready to go. But I'm glad you said what you said, man. He's quickly becoming one of your favorite players. I've been known or been called, you know, a LeBron hater. I'm like you. I personally think LeBron James is the second best player of all time. But what bothers me about LeBron is his personality, which is why Carmelo Anthony used to be my guy. But as he started getting older, I started to take a more of a liking to Durant as my favorite player, him and Steph. This is before Durant went to Golden State. Because Durant, even though LeBron got more skills than Durant in certain areas, I always thought Durant's personality fit my type of champion, fit my type of athlete. It's like you said, he seems like he's at peace with who he is as a ball player. And he's not going to let the fans or anybody else define him. And sometimes I kind of wish LeBron would have took that same approach instead of coming out, making it known, I'm chasing the GOAT, I'm chasing the Michael Jordan, I'm going to get more rings. I didn't like the not four, not five, not six, not seven. It's like you always trying to please people and you always trying to do this, that, and the third. But when the criticism comes, you point the fingers and plays back. My team ain't good enough. Woo, 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 woo. I always thought Kevin Durant's personality kind of made him a better champion. So I ain't mad at him at all. You know, even if he, and by the way, I believe he's going to have more rings than Brown by the time he's done.
I got to say one thing. LeBron has had a different type of spotlight on him than Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
So expectations were greater on
LeBron.
I can see that.
The expectations on LeBron was a hell of a lot greater than they were ever been on KD.
Nobody knew. I mean, KD was a killer at Texas, but nobody gave a shit about Kevin Garnett.
Did Kevin Durant put some of that on himself, though? We got to remember, he put a lot of that on himself, bro.
No.
The expectations he put on himself.
You got to think about something, man. Before people who knew Kevin Durant was, LeBron James was growing dick hair and cameras was on him, man.
God damn.
He has had a path.
Did he go there? Did he really have? Did he go there?
He has had a path that Kevin Durant can't even think about. So the way that LeBron has had to deal with certain things, first of all, I commend him. He ain't never been caught up in no bullshit. I read the last show. I read a little thing on how he has been, and I'm not calling LeBron, you know, the poster child of how an NBA player should be. I'm just saying, here, this man has like literally been two-thirds of his life has been revolved around his face being slammed in the media. They called him the king when he was in high school. I mean, this dude people have put him on a pedestal, and I think he's definitely lived up to it. But to say that he has his disposition, the way he carries himself is wrong. I think he's done what he can do without doing what he shouldn't do, first of all. And he's gotten far with that. You know, he has given back in ways. And if I don't think LeBron is as arrogant as Kobe. I can't stand Kobe. I think he's a hell of a ball player, but you talking about arrogant.
I ain't like Kobe neither.
Fuck, man. Fuck Kobe. You know what I'm saying? but I don't think LeBron carried himself.
By the way, the King thing came because of his name. They took the King thing and ran. His name is James. They put the King James on it on the headlines of the paper or something, and they just ran with it.
Yeah, we know.
That's
man.
Basically what that all boiled down to.
We know, man. We all old enough to remember that shit. But
yeah,
I look at it.
It wasn't like
this.
They was just crowning him the King of basketball. They called him King James because his last name was James.
We get it, man. But I'll say this, man. Like LeBron James had tremendous expectations of him before he ever left high school. Like people were coming to his games. Like you got NBA All-Stars coming to this kid's games as a sophomore in high school, man. Like the level of scrutiny that was going on with LeBron James at high school was ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And for this dude to have gone over the length of his career with those amount of expectations and those amount of eyes on him at all times, and for him to be able to succeed in the way that he has and not really stumbled in the ways that a lot of other guys did who didn't have the same level of expectations, man. Like I don't fault LeBron James for his attitude, so to speak. I think at a certain point, like LeBron James is 15 years in the league now. LeBron James is looking at like, yo, man, what the fuck else y'all want me to do, man? Like,
right?
I agree with that. That's his own fans, though. That's his own fans. Like, I'd be looking at. I said the same thing in the finals. Like, he ain't got enough weapons. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't all his fault that they lost none of that shit.
I'm not saying. I wouldn't even say it's his own fans, dog. I say this as a person who thinks that Jordan is the greatest of all time. When LeBron James is playing, like when he does his thing, like they lost these finals, man. And of course, you know, everybody across the stratosphere is like, all right, we don't want to hear no more comparisons to Michael Jordan and shit, right? LeBron James is chasing that ghost. Like, and I don't even, to be quite honest with you, I don't even have a problem with him chasing that ghost. There's nothing wrong with you wanting to be the greatest of all time and whatever
greatest,
the fuck it
right.
is you want to do. So I'm not even mad at him wanting to do it. But I think when he doesn't necessarily hit these, you know, these goals that everybody else is setting for him, he's looking at y'all like, man, I'm doing all of this shit and y'all still like, well, he ain't did this yet. He ain't did this. He ain't did this. And he's just like, yo, man, like, out of all the shit that I've done over the course of these last 15 years that y'all know me, y'all still got some shit that I need to do. And he's like, man, what more do I need to do? So I get why LeBron James is just kind of over niggas, man. Like, he just like, man, fuck y'all. Like, I get it. I don't think he's the greatest of all time, but I get it.
Originally, we were.
Well, fellas, I got to check out.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Walt.
Hey, I gotta check out. It sucks, but it's one of them days.
You ain't got time to wing it, huh?
I got time just to wing it. Let me get my wing in real quick.
Go ahead, get your quick wing in real quick. Hold on. We gotta do it
to the NBA.
Hold on, man. We gotta find the music first. We gotta find the shit first. We gotta do it right. Damn it! Where is it? Here you go.
Okay. We'll do it live. Okay. We'll do it live. Fuck it.
Go ahead and wing it, Walt.
To the NBA, I love Kevin Durant, but you son of a guns got it wrong, 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 wrong. That was Steph Curry's MVP. Y'all robbed my dude. Get that man his trophy, man. For the second time, they robbed Steph for the MVP. Now, I know Kevin Durant averaged, 29, 28. He averaged almost, the last game he had a triple-double, and he had the 43-point game. I get it. But that was Steph MVP, man. Durant averaged 28 in the series, and Steph averaged 29. Get a man his MVP. They got it wrong, bro. We can debate that later. But anyway,
yes.
I'm out, fellas.
Yes.
Hey, Walt, before you go, man.
Oh, man. Hey.
You damn right. You damn right I'm hating, because that was Steph MVP, bro, and y'all know it. But y'all have a good night, man.
All right, Walt, we'll talk to you,
Walt,
man. Be easy.
Hold it down, man.
I know.
My God.
All right, Cliff. Now, you were saying we was talking about something that we kind of veered off the topic. What would you talk about?
God, man. I know we ain't supposed to talk about the wings, but man, when I tell you, I feel like that was Kevin's, but whatever. No, we was on Kevin, and it's so easy to just go into LeBron, ain't it? We could be like, yeah, we talking about hamburgers, and don't you think LeBron like hamburgers too?
Hey, man, I think the flow of the conversation just kind of went that way, though, bro.
It did go that way, man. But no, man, I saw this article when I was reading it. You know what came to mind? A lot of things came to mind back in the 90s, how all NBA players played until, like, their knees went out. Mm-hmm. Played when their backs went out. Like, oh, my God, well, he just had his knees replaced, and he just had, people walking on the court and walkers and shit. They're like, oh, put me in, coach, you know. And I thought about Megatron. I thought about players in the NFL who got their bread, maybe wasn't as successful as Kevin Garnett as far as having back-to-back championships. But the point of the fact is they left the game without being a burden. You know, they felt like it was their time, and they weren't trying to please nobody. And I feel like back in the 90s, and I'm not saying it's like a bad thing or a good thing, but it felt like the athletes had something to prove when they didn't have to, man. You know, they didn't have to. A lot of players. I remember when Karl Malone went to the Lakers. I was like, for
him
what?
Him and Gary Payton.
Exactly. It's like, you know, nobody said shit about them. And the only reason why they went to the Lakers is because they thought they had a chance to win.
Well, nobody says shit about them because they lost. had they won?
I'm just saying, it's the principle. In the beginning of the season, they were like, oh, Karl Malone and Gary Payton at the Lakers. Nobody was like, oh, man, they bogus as hell. They both were like 20-year vets in the league, like, for real. Like, come on, man.
Hold on. I don't know, man. Like, there was a couple times where, like, some guys went to some teams, and you could tell that they were ring chasing, and folks gave them shit about it. Like, you know, Karl Malone and Gary Payton, they definitely got a little bit of shit. Not as much shit as these guys get now, but they got a little bit of shit. You think about what was going on with what was that with Houston with Charles Barkley and Scottie Pippen? They had Charles Barkley, Scottie Pippen, Hakeem Olajuwon, Clyde Drexler. They had all four of these dudes on the same squad, and that shit didn't pan out. Like, so there have been guys back in the 90s who did the whole thing where they created a super team, a super old team, and right. You know, they were ring chasing, and it just didn't work out for them. You know what I mean? And it, like, now, you know, you got guys who are making moves earlier on in their careers. They got other shit going on outside of basketball. And that's another thing, too, that I think gets lost in the sauce. Like, dudes got shoe endorsements. These guys they're investing in other, like, business ventures. You know, like Kobe Bryant got Body Armor sports drink. I didn't even know Kobe Bryant was involved in that shit. And I drink that shit all the time. You know, they got, you know, shit like that that's going on. And we're like, yo, outside of the game, I got other things that I want to get into, and I don't want, like, you look at Megatron, like, the man, I read an article not too long ago about him, because, you know, they were talking about, you know, guys, every year they keep talking about whether or not the guy's going to come back to the game, and he's like, nah, man, he's like, right now, I can't even bend my ankles. He was like, my ankles are swollen, I can't bend my ankles. He's like, so if I'm going to be out there, he's like, I'm running flat-footed because I don't even have the flexibility in my limbs anymore. So,
wow.
Oh, shit. So, damn, watch talking shit. But, you got guys who are like, they're giving their bodies up for this game, and he's like, yo, man, I got a whole-ass life to live after this shit is over with. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, most of these dudes, the game is over for them at about 35 years old. You got a whole ass life after that you got to prepare for. And, you know, like, that's why I'm saying, I don't get mad at guys like KD when he's like, yo, I'm going to do what I can for this time that I've allotted for this, and then I'm done with this. I can definitely see walking away and being over with. and being at peace with what I was able to accomplish while I did what I did. I got championships, I got all-star games, I got MVPs, I got scoring championships. Like, yo, you cannot tell me that my career wasn't a successful one with all of these accolades after and all of the money that I've been able to accumulate over these years, man. So I am not mad at any guy who decides that, like, yo, man, it's time to hang it up. And even if the fans believe that I'm hanging it up prematurely, like, I'm doing what's best for me and I'm doing what's best for my family. And I ain't knocking no dude in the games who's making those sorts of decisions, man. You got to do what's best for you at the end of the day. So.
Yeah, well. We'll see in 5 years. How about that?
Yeah, we'll see. You know, he may play longer. You know, the guy may change his mind. That's very well possible. But I guess, like, the one thing I kind of wanted to talk about tonight, man, was, like, since the NBA season is over or whatever else, was, like, and Walt's gone already. But, like, who was the surprise for you this season in the NBA? Who was the disappointment for you in the NBA this year? Team-wise, not necessarily players, but team-wise.
Team-wise was New Orleans.
Mm.
Team.
Were they a surprise or a disappointment?
No, surprise.
Okay.
I was. I mean, AD does his thing, mm-hmm. right? I mean, that's flat. But you know, to see the supporting cast do well, that right there, my expectations. I mean, do I think they could have made the playoffs? Yeah, but to have went through the whole season and had the winning percentage that they had, that right there, I was like, wow. I mean, they're playing team ball. You know,
think how scary it could have been had Boogie Cousins been healthy.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm telling you. Well, and you know what? With that being said, that only adds to the reason why they were definitely my good surprise. But mm-hmm. I think next season, a lot of teams are going to be some good surprises because folks are going to be healthy, man. So it's that tide going to turn a little bit. As far as your other question, who was I upset with? And I mean, I hate to say this because he is my dude, but Chris Paul, man, sometimes he's not as consistent when he needs to be that all-star point guard who knows how to shoot, who knows how to pass, who knows how to play defense. And I think, and I have to accept this, he's getting old. And he's, I mean, seriously, every time, look, what was it, the fucking fourth game in the playoffs? He's hurt. It's like, you know, somebody blows in his ear and fucking his bones, he pulls a muscle. It's like, he needs to. And I don't want to say he needs to, but if he was able to come through in the most difficult times, even when he's healthy, sometimes he'd just be fucking up. And I'd just be like, oh my God, this is your chance to shine, dude. And you ain't there. You know, and I might be calling it wrong, but that's just the way I see it. And Chris Paul just hurt me because I thought they actually had a chance. Now, here's the thing. I can't stand James Harden because I think he's the biggest ball hog on the planet. But I think Chris Paul gave them a good balance, you know, to play together.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at that Houston squad, man, if Chris Paul had been able to play, we could have very well had a different NBA Finals this season. It wouldn't have been Cleveland and Golden State. It could have very well been Houston and Cleveland. And it would probably been, you know, six or seven game excursion with that squad. But yeah, man, I guess like the surprise team for me this season actually are the Indiana Pacers. And I say that only because of
they do the same thing every year. What the fuck?
No, they I really did not expect the Indiana Pacers to get this far this season. I just didn't. Once they let Paul George go to Oklahoma City and they got Victor Oladipo back, I was actually very surprised by the level of play that they were able to exhibit over the course of the year. And to take Cleveland 7 games in these playoffs, I wasn't expecting that. I just wasn't. And so for me, Indiana would be a surprise team for me. Disappointing team would be the Toronto Raptors.
And the how do you figure?
And only because, as everybody knows, man, the Toronto Raptors were the number one seed in the East, man. They had been, you know, to the playoffs five consecutive seasons, man. You know, they seemed poised to be ready to make that next step. And they just, they ran up into that LeBron James buzzsaw, man, and they just could not.
They just could not make
it over that hump, man. And so, like, for me, I look at that squad with what they had, man. Like, you look at some of the talent that they got over there with DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry and Nene and all those guys, man. Serge Ibaka, not Nene.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Like, you look
at I like Ibaka.
Yeah, like, you look at some of the guys that they got over there, man, and you're just like, man, there's no reason why they should not have been able to advance further in these playoffs. So I look at the Toronto Raptors as the disappointment for me. You know, at the end of this season, man. But yeah, man, that's what it is. But it's almost time for us to get up out of here. Walton already winged it, but we got to do this again. So
okay. We'll do it live. Okay. Well, no. We'll do it live. Fuck it.
What you winging it on tonight, Cliff?
I've been holding out on this. I've been holding out on this shit. Did you see? Did you see the article, or have you seen that, you know, Wilder and Joshua are going to fight? You seen that?
No.
Yeah, so they have come to terms. And the one thing that has held them back this whole time, and I didn't know this until I read the article, well, one article about the whole fight, was Wilder and Joshua wanted to fight in their home country. So when it came down to it, Wilder was like, you know what, fuck it. We'll fight in England. And I find it just kind of, I don't know, man, spoiled. You know, back in the day, Muhammad Ali fought in Africa. You know what I'm saying? They had the Thriller in Manila. They didn't care where they fought. They said, find me a ring and we going to get it on. And here these two, this dude is Wilder is 6'9", 6'8", 270, that much fat. And Joshua, he's 6'5", solid as a rock. And y'all go get paid. Y'all go get paid. And y'all don't want to fight because y'all can't argue where y'all want to fight it. I just think that is just, well, was, because now they've come to an agreement. I don't know, man. That is just so baby. That is, you know, Muhammad Ali roll over in his damn grave right now. Like, y'all can't make a decision yet. Yo, no, I'm only going to fight my country. Really? God. I don't know. The things that we cry about nowadays, you know, and that right there. God, man. And I forgot. And as a matter of fact, I'm gonna have to pull the article back up. I'm trying to figure out why Wilder decided to just go to England or London or wherever it is, fucking King of Wales, whatever. But, you know, to me, to me, when it comes down to it, if you want to beat this dude up so bad and they're going to pay you $50 million, do you care? Do you really care?
Right.
Do you care if that shit is on the moon? Okay. Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't give a goddamn where we fight. Look, we can fight in the backyard, man. I ain't gonna fight. I want to fight over there. Y'all sound like some little bitches. That's what y'all sound like.
God damn, man.
That's my wing.
Hey, you know you went over 2 minutes, right?
Like you were about to do.
You know you went over 2 minutes.
Well,
I didn't do it. I didn't do it. I was sitting here like, I was over here holding the hand like this here, like this here, Clip. Well, no, but I'm winging it tonight, man. Of course, we talk about y'all's president, Trump. Donald Trump, man. So Donald Trump used the Philadelphia Eagles not wanting to come to the White House to visit his punk ass as an opportunity to once again take away from what the original reason of the kneeling was all about, right? And one of the things about it is that a whole lot of Republican folks, like right-wing folks, right-wing-leaning folks, would think that, like, yo, yeah, he's got a point. These guys need to be more patriotic. They need to be more grateful about the opportunities that are given to them as football players in America. Yada yada yada. Right? They don't believe that these players are being patriotic. Well, guess what, motherfuckers? Y'all are the minority in this country when it comes to that. Quinnipiac poll was just done over the course of the week, and it said that voters indicated by a 53-43 margin that professional athletes do indeed have the right to protest on the playing field. The question of whether a protest is at the appropriate time is one objection that opponents often raise. This question fractures sharply along party lines. 82% of Democrats say that the players had a right to protest, while 81% of Republicans say that they don't. Along racial lines, 85% of black voters, and 67% of Hispanic voters said the players had the right to protest, while 53% of white voters said that they do not. So, I want to make this plain, man. We've always known what the purpose of the protests were about. And I think the vast majority of white people know what the purpose of the protests are about. But here's another thing, though. I think that with liberals and Democrats, we think that Donald Trump is a xenophobic, racist asshole. We also think that about his supporters. Guess what? Donald Trump thinks that about his supporters, too. And that's why it's such an easy play for you dumb motherfuckers to fall for it every goddamn time he says his stupid shit. And so that's what I'm winging it on tonight. Fuck you dumb motherfuckers. I hate you bitches. I can suck my... Nah. I'm done. And it's time for us to go. But of course, before we do...
Do me a favor.
What's that?
Tell him how you really feel.
I'm saying, man, real talk, I try not to bring as much of the political shit over here because I know I got the other shit going on. But, man, like, I've noticed, man, like, over the course of maybe the last two and a half years, man, I've been an angry motherfucker, man. Like, it's but we got to go, man. We got to go. But before we do, of course, I got to let everyone know how to get in touch with us here at the Beer and Chicken Podcast. Man, let your voices be heard here. You can hit us up at the hotline at area code 313-288-0485. That's area code 313-288-0485. Leave those voicemail messages, and of course, we will play them right here on the show, respond right here on the show. Hit us up on the email at feedback@beerandchickenpod.com. Leave those emails. We will read those emails and respond to you here live on the show as well. Hit us up on Twitter and Instagram. Well, not Instagram, but Twitter. My name on Twitter is Mr_Span. Walt's Twitter is Walt Lockdown. Cliff's Twitter is DJ Neff2. So go ahead, hit us all up on Twitter. Chop it up with your fellas throughout the week. Oh, you can hit the show's Twitter too, man. It's Beer and Chicken Pod. Yeah, at Beer and Chicken Pod on Twitter, man. Go ahead and hit us up on Twitter and do that and chop it up with your boys throughout the week. Go to the beerandchickenpod.com. All the podcasts are available there. You can vote in the polls there. You can get yourself some merch there. Buy yourself a t-shirt. Donate to the show. You can leave comments there. Everything is available at beerandchickenpod.com. So we really do appreciate everybody who goes about the business of doing that. And we appreciate everybody who's going to listen to this shit later, man. So we going to get at y'all. And until next time, fam. Peace.
Peace out.
All right.